Well, hello. I'm just here to let you know that you are about to listen to clips from a recently released Patreon and Locals Only exclusive episode. This can be accessed by helping them out starting off at 5 measly Federal Reserve notes a month, and the links to do such things will be in the episode notes below. I trust you to act upon your own best judgment. Do you think that, I mean, you hear about these kind of networks in Hollywood too, in the entertainment industry. Do you think that the two of those are intertwined? I mean, I just refer to a picture that I saw of Kevin Spacey and Ghislaine Maxwell sitting on a throne together at Buckingham Palace. It's like, wow, is that the unholy trinity or what? I mean, that's the Epstein representation, the Hollywood and the royalty right there.
Yeah, it's when you get into those type of networks, it's and you're compromised. You're on the yacht. And as I said earlier, there's zero. But yes, I mean, pedophiles all socioeconomic rattle. I mean, there's a lot of pedophiles living in trailer parks right now. But the pedophiles in the upper strata, like we're talking about, generally children with a gift. We've seen that with both the Branson scandal and also Epstein. No one's been busted. We know who a bunch of those pedophiles are with Epstein, but no one's been busted except for Ghislaine Maxwell. We even know who a bunch of the procurators are. The New York Times had an article about naming a bunch of the procurators. And Ghislaine Maxwell is the only one. That's cool. That's gone to trial.
So where does satanic ritual abuse fit into this? Is this interwoven into the same thing, or is that a whole different world altogether? Do they overlap?
It's there was three kids that came forward with allegations of ritual abuse when I was investigating the Franklin scandal. I had a list of 60 victims that I got from the sealed grand jury. And three of them talking about ritual abuse. And the black male also talked about that. With the Epstein scandal, there's been hints of the occult. There's that temple on his island that had an owl there. And a lot of people have said that's Mumbai, the god sacrificed.
Or Moloch, yeah. Like at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Do you think that there's, I mean, is there, I mean, evidence, God, is there any hardcore evidence that's been that's been secured on Epstein besides the rumors that go around on the internet? But so that's just hinted at. It's not, there's never been any hardcore, like a ritual room hasn't been discovered or anything like that.
No. And the problem with Epstein is it hasn't been investigated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
It hasn't been, no federal law enforcement has investigated.
Which is
tragic.
Yeah, and a huge red flag right there. Like, how did that, I mean, for a brief moment, things like that came to the forefront. Like, Pizzagate, whatever anybody thinks about that, that's just a culmination of a lot of weird, strange shit in one place. So I'm not saying that that necessarily happened, but something weird was going on there. And then sort of Trump decided to run for office, run for president, and that kind of got swept under the rug. And then QAnon came along and made any kind of talk about these kinds of pedophile networks or anything like that, infiltrating Hollywood or the government or anything like that, that just became a right-wing conspiracy theory. So it was so easy to dismiss.